Hi guys, welcome back to We Should Talk, a pop culture interview series from In The Know. I'm your host, Gibson Johns, and today on the podcast we have Monica Vaswani from Family Karma on Bravo. Monica is currently really in the thick of it on this current third season of Family Karma. You know, her boyfriend Rish's brother's girlfriend told Amrit that she thinks that Rish might be cheating on her, that he met up with some woman, you know, on some night out. And there's been a lot of fallout from that. They're still together on the show. And we're still, it's to come on what, on how this all plays out. Monica promised in this interview that we will see how that's playing out. But, you know, judging from her Instagram, judging from how she talks about it in interview settings like this, I think that she's single right now, or at least they're not together. But she's not confirmed that either way. So we'll see how this plays out. But we talked a lot about the situation. She seems like she's in a really good place with it. Really reflective, really kind of learning a lot from watching this back on TV. And she said that she's, you know, a lot of her male castmates have been hearing it from her as the show has aired because she's seeing how they're talking about it. And she's not happy about that. So I loved kind of breaking down this whole thing with her. Again, she has some really great perspective on it. And she's such a mature person. So she's not going to like just pop off for no reason. Like she's going to really think about things before she says them and does them. So yeah, again, great conversation with Monica. We also talked about some of the weddings. We talked about the situation with Anisha, but we focused mainly on this, on her relationship with Rish and this fallout from the whole situation. So keep listening for my interview with Monica Vaswani from Family Karma. Tune into the show Sundays at 9 p.m. on Bravo. And please rate, review, and subscribe to We Should Talk on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so we're here with Monica Vaswani from Family Karma on Bravo. Monica, we have a lot to talk about. How are you? Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to see you again after BravoCon.
I know. How doesn't it feel like it was like, I interviewed Bali yesterday. We were talking about how it feels like it was so long ago at this point.
I feel like it was just yesterday. I feel like it was literally just yesterday. And I'm like, how did all this time go by so quickly?
Still on the high though from it, for sure.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. I still have a lot of content that I need to post.
Good. So how are you doing? Like right now you are really in the thick of the situation on Family Karma right now. So how are you holding up watching all this back?
I'm definitely in the eye of the storm right now. It's been difficult, I have to admit. Difficult, yet healing, yet validating. So I think that, you know, through this whole process, you know, I remember moments while we were going through the filming process where I just felt like I didn't know what was going on. You know, mm-hmm. I felt like I was kind of, you know, being told certain things, but I wasn't in the room when certain, you know, conversations were happening. So I really didn't know what to believe. I didn't want to overreact. I didn't want to underreact. So sometimes when that happens, you kind of freeze and you kind of, you know, become like a deer in headlights and you don't know which way to turn. So I think that, you know, through this whole process, watching it back, it kind of is clicking for me a little bit better. So I'm definitely having some of those aha moments of like, mm-hmm. Oh, that's what happened. Okay. And I'm watching it back and, you know, I'm definitely reading Twitter. I'm definitely I am, you know, I'm curious to see like, you know, what people are thinking and what people are saying. And, you know, I feel like I usually don't do that, but this time I am because I'm trying to also put the pieces together and see a little bit more clearly.
Right. And are you finding, I mean, I would assume so that most people are sort of on your side and supporting you in all this.
I've been getting a lot of love and support and I am so thankful because I really do say that everybody on my Instagram, I treat them like family. I treat them like, you know, when I go on Instagram lives, I feel like I'm on FaceTime with like, you know, all of love my it. Friends and it's, and I, the only thing that's missing is that I wish that I could see everyone else and that we could have an open conversation. Mm-hmm. They really are my tribe. They're my family. And I'm just very grateful for everyone's love and support because mm-hmm. It hasn't been easy.
I'm sure. And I'm curious because again, this is your third season on the show and you know how this works. There have been a million reality shows before this, but I'm wondering if like you were on guard at all, or I don't know. I feel like when you're in a position like this, you're in a great relationship for like as ever, so it seemed. And you know, people always try to tear something good down. I think when it comes to reality TV, like there's always a new target somewhere, you know. And I'm curious for you if you obviously it was unexpected, but were you at all prepared for like, okay, when's my time coming for when somebody's sort maybe gonna. Do you know what I'm trying to say? Like it's, I think yeah. that sometimes happens in your
no,
position.
No, I definitely foreshadowed a lot of what's happening months prior. because I kind of saw some weird, I kind of, not from Rish, but from the person that started the rumor, I started to realize, wait a minute, like, I feel like this person's almost trying to like use the show and for clout. And so I definitely felt a little, you know, on edge about that. And I didn't have a good feeling about it. But at the same point in time, like, it all comes back to how strong you are with your person and, you know, in your relationship. And I truly believe that this whole situation can either make you stronger or it can completely tear you apart, but it can also teach you a lesson. So I think that through this process, you know, I was like, man, is this the Bravo curse that everyone talks about? You know, like,
right.
And, you know, one thing for me is I'm very scarred by those things because I went through a very traumatic experience with my parents getting divorced.
Right.
So I think for me, I'm the girl that's like, no, like these, like, you know, breaking up and, you know, divorce and all these things aren't an option. You do everything to try. And I think that there's a little bit of like trauma there for me.
Sure.
Where I, you know, so desperately value family over everything that sometimes, you know, it can get tough. It can get tough and you just don't know how to really deal with something. But for me, it's always been that, you know, outside of the show, that my relationships are number one, you know, so difficult. Yeah.
So we have, I guess it's still playing out in the show, but can I ask you, can I confirm if you're single right now, if you're, what your relationship status is right now?
Promise by the end of the season, you'll see everything play out. You'll definitely see a lot more evolve with the story. It's not done just yet.
Right.
So you'll definitely see things kind of evolve, but I can see that I'm in a much stronger place than I was versus before. I think that that was probably the lowest low that I've ever experienced. And that too on camera, it wasn't easy. It was very difficult. And, you know, I think watching it back now and just where I am is I'm really, you know, trying to find my own power, you know, and I'm really trying to find my own strength. And I think that, you know, when you're in a bad place, it's really hard to get out of that. And it's really hard to mentally find yourself to, you know, pull yourself out, you know, it can really eat you up, anxiety and just feeling sad. And, you know, it's terrible, no matter how much, you know, you have that support around you. But I definitely feel like I'm a much stronger person today.
I can sense that. And I also feel like that must add to sort of some of the difficulty of watching it back, is because I feel like you weren't fully yourself in some of these moments. It seemed like you were sort of shrinking yourself a little bit, and it wasn't the Monica that we all knew, you know, every episode.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you one thing, you know, for me, it's, again, we're raised, I think one key point that I also want to mention is people sometimes forget that they're watching a show of a different culture.
Yeah.
So there are different dynamics that play out where I'm not going to be the girl that's going to be like cussing up a storm. And like, you know, my mom and dad would have me by the ear and drag me out of there, you know, make me apologize to everybody. But, you know, there are certain cultural dynamics to this that I feel like people forget, which is, you know, we have a lot of respect for our elders. That's one huge thing. You know, we have a lot of respect for our elders, to where sometimes I will choose to keep my mouth, you know, because I have enough respect for, you know, anybody's parents in the room, or, you know, and I feel like at times you may think something, but, you know, the respect factor is a big one, but also to how we handle confrontation.
Right.
As Indians, we do not handle confrontation well. We would prefer to pretend like it's not even happening. And just, you know, put a smile on and pretend like it's all good. I don't know what you're talking about. And then when you get back home, you're like, what the, you know? So again, you struggle with that. Because I'm the type of person now today at 31. I'm not the girl that so much, I used to, you know, do that. And I realized that's unhealthy. But at the same point in time, I'm not the girl that's going to go head on into confrontation either and not take into consideration everyone else's feelings.
Totally.
So it's
a weird balance for you. Right.
A weird balance, because you don't want to, I don't want to piss anybody off.
No, yeah. but it sounds like it's like sort of the cultural norm and expectation is sort of clashing with the reality TV expectation and maybe like a modernization of that expectation. So it's an interesting balance for you right now.
Yeah. And, you know, sometimes people will say, well, you care too much what people think. And I'm like, no, I do. Like, this is, I no, but I do. Like,
but not too much. I think it's you have like, you empathize with people and you feel things really deeply, you know?
Exactly. And for me, it's important to take into consideration everyone's feelings and how, you know, I'm not going to put myself at the center and the forefront. I think that I do have enough humility to say, you know, where I think I'm wrong. And, but again, these conversations are so difficult to have with like 20 other people in the room. You know, it's, mm-hmm. it's difficult to get very raw and very real, but I have to say that to some extent, I'm sure a lot of people can relate to this.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely. Yeah. And honestly, I thought that in this most recent episode, when you're at dinner at his parents' house, like, I thought that you stood up for yourself great in that moment and after that moment. Like, I thought that was a really strong moment for you. And another moment that I really liked was when your dad and Reese had that conversation in the car. And like, I'm wondering what your reaction was to watching that, because you were not there for that conversation in person. So what was it like to see that? Because I loved how much your dad just like immediately kind of just like sprang into action and was like, no, this is my daughter. Like I'm not messing around here.
Yeah. You know, if I'm being very honest, I was like, oh no, like, crap. Like, you know, like the last thing that you want when you are dating somebody is for your parent to see them in any other light but amazing, you know, like that hero and like that amazing, you know, like you do so much when you're dating to, you know, build those bonds that something like this, you never want it coming in the way or shifting your parents' perspective of who you're with and having them have any sort of doubt. So right. That's difficult as well. And it was one of those moments where it didn't feel nice at all. You know, it didn't feel nice. I actually felt really sad because, you know, outside of that, you know, this is somebody that is very much a part of our family. That's always at the table. That's always in our house. And like my dad treats like a son. So it's hard to see those moments because it's uncomfortable.
Right. Totally. And I feel like the one thing as a viewer, maybe this will be addressed later in the season, but I feel like the one thing that still is sort of unanswered is the timeline of him finding out from Brian. You know, he says he found out the day he told you. Brian says he had told him a week earlier. Is that something that we're just sort of looking past, or are we going to dive more into that discrepancy? Because that's a pretty big one.
That's what it is that it was something that was said before. And, you know, I'm kind of like, you know, those are conversations that of course we had where it's like, you don't put your loyalty in your boy, you put it in girl, but at the same point in time, these are just lessons, you know, at this point, you know, it's a confusing process, you know, and I can have empathy towards that. But at the same point in time, we've all made mistakes along this road where we're kind of like, okay, that was clearly not the right way to handle it. Or this was clearly like, you know, it grew. And I think that, you know, one conversation that I've had with Rish is just like, this could have been dealt with very quickly by just having the open, honest conversation and bada bing, bada boom. And like, we handle it, you know, but it kept growing and growing and growing. And that's what happens when you don't deal with something directly head on immediately, is it can just turn into a monster. And
it becomes this unnecessary big thing that it didn't need to be. And I feel like it's also showing, again, this is sort of just as a viewer, but like, it's showing sides to him and how he reacts to certain things that maybe you hadn't seen before. And it's kind of enlightening, I think, even if nothing ended up happening in that initial rumor or claim, I think we're seeing different things that he's, you know, I don't know. It's interesting.
So all I expect, you know, is that when I, you know, am in a relationship, is that partnership, that teamwork, it's like us against everyone else. Not that anybody needs to be the villain, but like, we're on the same page and this is the objective. And, you know, we protect us over anybody else's relationship or feelings or whatever it might be. But it's that component that really keeps a couple together.
Yeah, totally. And the last thing about this, but I feel like the other element of it is like, you were hurt by Brian going to him first before he went to you. And I feel like, you know, you guys have this, you know, somewhat of a history. You go way back, even just as friends. And like, when we found out as viewers that he had gone to him first, I was like, and he had done it off camera too. And it was just like an interesting, you know, I understood the questioning of that. So can you explain just like sort of how you got past that moment as well with Brian? Because I think that your relationship is really special to both of you. And I'm sure you have gotten past it, but you know, can you just speak to that a little bit?
No, to be very honest, I don't think I really even got very upset with him back then, because I was like, well, I wasn't in the room. I don't understand what happened. I need to watch this back. Like, I think that I do this thing sometimes in my friendships where I give people the benefit of the doubt a lot before, you know, you lie, like until I catch you in something.
Yeah.
Until it grows to where I can't, you know, make an excuse for you. And that's kind of what happened, is I was giving him the benefit of the doubt while we were filming because I didn't want to overreact because I wasn't in the room. I didn't understand what was happening. I was like, you know, and I kind of warned everybody. I told Amrit and Nicholas, like, you might in a few months have me calling you really pissed off, you know, because that's going to be the first time where I'm really piecing together what's happened. And right. I'm going to see your tone and your, like, I think for me, tone is really important. What was your intent? Was it concern? Was it malicious? Was it gossip? Like, I need to see that for myself before I decide to like lash out on one of my friends, because I have to be very sure before I pop off on somebody, you know? So I think that, you know, Brian in the last few weeks has had me call him and be like, I never want to speak to you again. And like, how dare you? And like,
okay,
you know,
so, like, we're, getting it out now, you know, though. You're really kind of feeling it now.
Oh yeah. I mean, he's seen the wrath of Monica Vaswani. Now I'm like, who cares if I was going to have a reaction? Am I not, you know, entitled to have one? Like, how dare, you know, like, so these are the same conversation that all the guys are having right now. Like, not just him,
all right, but so we're popping off, like, it's like we need the reunion this year, because honestly I'd like to see that.
Oh my gosh, I didn't, you know, but those are the conversations that I'm having now, because I'm like, hold up, like, you did, like, you know, you lied to me about this and you lied mm-hmm. to me about that. And you know, it's been a tough one, because I really didn't have anybody loyal to me, you know? And now this year, I think I am, when I really think about my non-negotiables in a friendship, I'm like, you gotta be loyal. You gotta tell the truth. You need to sit here. Like, that to me, that trust is everything. And so if I'm going into 2023, my big thing is, you know, just ensuring that I get that both ways out of a dynamic.
So important. And I feel like, I mean, I liked when Bali stood up for you at the bachelor party. I thought that was a good moment. She said some great words in our interview yesterday. Do you feel like she was there for you throughout this? Or
yeah, I think that, you know, the girls have really, really been there for me. Anisha great. And Bali, it's very telling, right? And same thing for Bali with what she was going through this season. It was like, as women, we rallied together, you know, when it comes to heartbreak, when it comes to your home, when it comes to any of these things, like, you know, freezing your eggs, like, these are things that as women, only we're going to get it. And only we're going to be able to validate another woman's feelings and be able to say the right thing and kind of guide them through that. So I've been very thankful for that, because, you know, sometimes I need that guidance. I don't have an older sister, so it's kind of nice.
Yeah, it's special.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. So switching gears a little bit. So obviously, two big weddings this year. You know, we started out the season with Vishal and Risha, and you know, it was a lit wedding. Honestly, like, it was a lot happened, and Bali still sort of has some reservations about their relationship that she expressed. And you know, we're seeing they're going through this sort of like drinking ultimatum thing, and I understand both sides of it, honestly. I guess one, where do you stand with their relationship and sort of what the future holds for them?
You know, I treat it the same way I would want to be treated, which is, I'll tell you one thing. I feel like, you know, with what's happened to me, the only thing that I value more than anything are the people around you that kind of help you through it, right? That tell you when you're wrong in a nice way, that, you know, sit here and try to help you see clearly. The goal is not to see them be like, to see them throw in the towel. That's right. Not what we want as friends or as family. I think that the goal is to be glue, you know, for another relationship. And what I'm going through today, like, it sucks, but all I want in, you know, or what I would have wanted is for people to help, you know, bring us back together. I think that, you know, in 2022, people, you know, will find any reason to just, you know, toss in the towel. Oh, I don't want to be with you anymore. And it's so easy. We have social media now, we have apps, and it's like, you know, it's always like the grass is greener on the other side, and you need to water your grass, and you need mm-hmm. to, you know, have people that are going to mentor you and be there for you and validate both sides of the coin and show you how to come back together. So when it comes to Vishal and Richa, that's all that I want, you know, mm-hmm. is I see that there's love there, and I will always be in their corner, and I always, you know, have those non-alcoholic Heineken beers ready for him.
Love it.
Drink, and I'm in your corner, and I'll have one too, and it's no big deal.
So like, cute. I love that.
That's all that I want, is just support and love, and that's all that you can do for your mm-hmm. friend.
That's an amazing answer. I think that's the right way to be. We're running out of time, but I do want to, you know, you and Anisha have had an up and down relationship, at least on the that we've seen on the show. And you know, it's sometimes you guys have great moments, and then sometimes it just feels like you're oil and water.
Yeah,
you know, there's some more of that oil and waterness to come in this season. And she, you know, she's having an interesting year because she got engaged to a mystery man that we're not going to see on the show, and she's going in and out of Miami. So I guess, where do you and Anisha stand? What do you think about the kind of mysterious part of her love life that we're not going to be able to see on the show?
You know, it's funny, because I'll be honest, when I initially, you know, started a, you know, friendship with Anisha, I really liked her. I actually thought that we saw eye to eye on a lot of different things. And I always enjoyed, like, I really was getting to know her. And then somewhere along the lines, it just went, and like, it like took like a really like left.
It really did.
And it was like, okay, like, I don't know what to, you know, it was just bad. Uncomfortable. You know? Very uncomfortable, very like just not good. But then, you know, at the same point in time, you know, I think that we've both evolved as people, and we see different sides of each other now, and we know each other's boundaries and limits. And she knows that, like, yeah, maybe the dry humor is not for me. Like, it's not going to hit. Like, I'm not going to laugh, you know, but like at the same point in time, like, maybe I know, like, my bad, like, maybe, okay, there's certain things that I'm going to do towards her that are not going to sit the right way, or she's, you know, so we've understood each other better. And I think that all in all, you're going to be very surprised to see our journey, and it's going to be something really nice. I can tell you that it's going to be really nice.
I mean, after our panel at BravoCon, Monica, like, you, Anisha, and Bali did a very, you know, we started on the red carpet together for 10 minutes, and it seemed great. So I hope that that's sort of where we're going with
you, Anisha. I definitely think you're going to see a different dynamic. And like, look, that's what people want nowadays. As much as like the drama and all that hits, like, there's nothing like a sisterhood, and there's nothing like, you know, girls coming together and having each other's back and providing that support and that encouragement and like fixing each other's crowns. So I think that that is far more entertaining than us fighting.
And you've given us the fighting moment. So I think people are ready to see what it's like when you're on a good page for a full season. You know what I mean? So that's encouraging. Well, Monica, this was so much fun. I'm so glad to get some time with you. I'm excited for the rest of this season. I'm glad that it seems like you were in a much better place than you were during all this stuff going on. So I'm happy for you. And thanks again.
So much. Thank you. I hope I get to see you soon. Come to Miami.
I know. I'm coming in January, so maybe I'll hit you up.
Are you actually? Okay, text me.
Okay, well. All right, bye, Monica. Thanks so much.
Bye. See you later.
Thanks for tuning in to We Should Talk. I hope you enjoyed the interview. You can find out more about In The Know at inthenow.com. You can follow me, Gibson John,